All right, we'll get back to more of what the internet is sharing with us regarding AI in the future. Let's get back to this stop sign and the whole business of AI hallucinating. I'm laughing because it is comical, but that is worrisome too. Stop sign, and the AI is perceiving it to be something else. Some of the people who are working in artificial intelligence describe the glitches that I just discussed as adversarial examples or weird events. And they talk about input. And Anish Athalyi, who is a computer scientist at MIT, said that really we can think of them as inputs that we expect the network to process in one way, but the machine processes it in another way. So far, most of the attention has been on visual recognition systems, but Athalyi himself has shown that it's possible to tamper with an image of a cat so that the cat looks normal to the human eyes, but is misinterpreted as guacamole by the artificial intelligence, by the neural networks, those machine learning algorithms that are driving much of modern AI technology. A cat, and the image of that cat manipulated a bit so that AI perceives it as being guacamole. These sorts of visual recognition systems are already being used to underpin our smartphone's ability to tag photos of our friends without being told who they are, or to identify other objects in the images on your phone. Visual recognition systems tagging photos of your friends, and you never told your phone who the friends are. Athalyi and his colleagues turned their attention to physical objects, and by slightly tweaking the texture and the coloring of these physical objects, the team could fool the AI into thinking the objects were something else. In one case, a baseball that was misclassified as an espresso. In another case, a 3D printed turtle was mistaken for a rifle. Now, this is the AI. Now, think about how far apart these things are. A baseball, and the AI thinks it's an espresso. A 3D printed turtle, and the AI thinks it's a rifle. They were able to produce some 200 other examples of 3D printed objects that tricked the computer in similar ways. So as we begin to put robots in our homes, autonomous drones in our skies, and self-driving vehicles on our streets, you begin to get the message, right? Some of you are saying, Carl, I got that message from the beginning. This is kind of scary. How many different types of doorways do we have in one city, much less the whole country? Remember now, some of these companies are going to be using drones to deliver packages. How many different types of images of doors will be programmed into these drones? And will they be sure to drop the package off at a doorway and not a full-length window that has some of the same decorations on it, wood framing and all that kind of stuff, that some doors have? At first, for Athalyi and his team, it started off as a curiosity, but now people are looking at it as a potential security issue, as these systems are increasingly being deployed in the real world. Take driverless cars, which are currently undergoing some field trials. They often rely on sophisticated deep learning neural networks in order to navigate and to tell them what to do. But last year, researchers demonstrated that neural networks, again, those algorithms that help the machines learn, these things could be tricked into misreading road signs like stop signs as being speed limit signs, simply through the placement of small stickers on the sign. Yeah, put some small stickers in. Think about it now. People do put stuff on stop signs, railroad crossing signs, you name it. People put stuff on signs that, and the stuff doesn't belong there. Just by putting small stickers on a stop sign, the AI thought they were looking at speed limit signs. How about hearing voices? I mentioned that the concern is not only about visual hallucinations, but it's also about auditory hallucinations. Let's begin to take a look at some of these possibilities of auditory hallucinations in just a few. But for now, let's go back to some other interesting facts about AI.
It's going to be insane.
We are going to create something that nobody else has ever done.
Ah, how about
that? Screensaver settings. Do you want to execute the AI shutdown protocol?
Number 4. This next clip was uploaded by a kid in June of 2017, and in the video he asks Alexa if she's listening to his conversation, to which she simply turns off. Now, this may seem simple and innocent enough, with many claiming that Alexa is turning off because she isn't programmed to answer that question. Though Alexa's typical response to a question like this would be, I'm not sure. So what explanation is there for her turning off? Check it out.
This is kind of creepy, so let's check it out. Ready? Alexa, is someone else hearing this conversation?
I don't know that one.
No!
That's a different answer!
Alexa, is someone else listening to this conversation? She turned off! Look! Guys, ask her this question. I need answers, guys. Please,
This is Tony also vlogging.
Please ask me questions,
Alyssa's being weird.
This is kind of scary,
Live? We just got a call from the CIA.
Okay, guys, this is kind of creepy, I'm done. Alexa. Ask me this question, this is really weird.
Number 3.
In just a few.